weeks ago, I said, mentioned to y'all I was going on vacation with my family to Gatlinburg, and we went, and the first night we were there, we went, wanted to go out to eat for the evening, and so we went to a restaurant, and the hostess said it was going to be an hour and a half wait. And you all know, if you've been in that situation, like we were, you start to, in your mind, go through the calculus, is that too long for me to wait for my dinner? And we knew that being there, that there wasn't going to be a better option. But even so, if you've been in that situation, you know that when you start to play those games, even if you decide, well, we'll wait and see, you kind of go through your head and say, well, I wonder if we just go somewhere else and see what the wait is, and then we may be able to come back. And you know, nowadays, a lot of these restaurants will do the text. They'll get your number, and they'll text you whenever you have a table ready, but not everyone does that. And so what you run the risk is if you get too impatient and try to go somewhere else, they might call your name while you're gone, and then you lose your table, and then there might not be another option, another better option. But we are so, waiting is not an easy thing for us. When we have to wait for something, we get impatient the longer we sit. And that is true even in our faith. But patience and waiting is essential, especially as people of faith. St. Peter, whom we heard from in the second reading, gives us a great insight that we should take to heart. This insight, he says, is that you should not ignore this one fact, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. The Lord does not delay his promise, as some regard delay, but he is patient with you. He is patient with you. See, what we sometimes forget, even as people of great faith, is we forget that God is not made in our image. We are made in his. That means that God has blessed us with many gifts that are similar to who he is, our reason, our intellect, our souls, our very selves. They image God, but that does not mean that God is like us. That does not mean that when we think of God, we should think of him as any other human person, because he is not like any other human person. He is God. And one of the ways that this is best expressed is in a phrase that we call in theology the eternal now. And this is something that St. Peter, while not fully fleshed out, is kind of hinting at in the beginning of this reading. God does not experience time the way we do, the way you and I do. When we go through life, we experience moment to moment to moment, and when one moment ends, it goes into the past, and we keep moving on through the present into the future. But you can't get a moment back once it is gone, and you can't fast forward into the future. You just experience time moment to moment. Present to present. That's not how God experiences time. God created time. He created all that is, and one of those things that is time. Therefore, how could God, the creator of all that is, be subject to his own creation? That wouldn't make any sense. Therefore, God, when he sees all things, knows all things, he sees everything all at once because he doesn't exist in time. It's something that's hard for us to grasp because we're not God, but it is what we see coming true. God sees all things as they are. That's why he is omnipotent, all-knowing, all-powerful. He is all good because he sees everything. And when he has a plan, it takes into account everything because he can see everything. past, present, future, all is present to God. And that's why he doesn't delay. He is patient. He knows everything. He knows what the right time is for us. Because to him, it doesn't happen in moments. It happens all at once. And that's why his plan, even though sometimes when we experience it as we go through life, it can seem like God is not answering, God is not doing anything. It is actually that God knows the right moments. He knows what is in the future because he sees it. And so he can plan perfectly. And that should give us great hope, great encouragement. Even as we experience doubt, confusion, persecution, rejection, when we encounter family members perhaps that are struggling and not coming back to church, and we don't understand why God isn't changing things, why God is not doing something, when we experience great difficulty and trials, when we maybe we're not getting what we want, we're not getting the job we want, or we're not getting further in life, or we're struggling to make ends meet, maybe when it seems like the entire world is against God, against the church, maybe when it seems like there's so much confusion that even in the church we don't know what is right and wrong, at least it seems like, and we ask, where are you, God? What are you going to do? When are you going to do something? We have to remember, God is not us. God is not like us. And God sees everything. And so he knows everything. And more importantly, he knows what we need. He knows what is good for us. He knows when is the right moment to act. God is always acting, always moving, always planning, always doing something, but he always does exactly what is needed because he wants the same thing that we do. St. Peter says, he is patient with you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He is meticulous in planning, just like we see St. John the Baptist being sent out at the right time to prepare the people for Jesus. He is meticulous. He will come through for you if you just trust him, if you're willing to wait, if you're willing to be patient and trust him. He will come through because he has already come through for us. We need only increase our faith and our trust. Pray for that gift. In this Mass, may we pray for that gift of trust and patience so that we might see God is not delayed. He is just patient, and he knows the right moment, and he is with us. We need only be trusting and faithful to him and wait patiently for him to act.